Hello and welcome to Trends.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
That's right. Trends is an improvised podcast where we are given a topic and we explore it from every angle.
Yeah, it's like a... People remember roadmaps. It's like a roadmap. We spread it out. You know, we get the topic, we lay it out on the table, we get our magnifying glass and highlight
it. I should mention that I'm Levi.
Oh, I'm Dan.
And that's Dan. Joseph. And we are your hosts. Dan likes the full name. He's very formal. I'm Cash.
You are
Cash. Which is short for casual.
Oh, is that what that was? I just thought...
Cash.
You know, Cash. I thought you were, like, you know, Tango and Cash.
Is that the movie?
Yeah, Tango
okay.
and Cash.
Yeah.
He was always like, just he showed up whenever he
was. Yeah, he was laid back. Yeah, and then Tango was always dancing?
Yep, always.
Because they were Tango personifications of their names.
How were they matched together as police partners?
What a mismatch.
It is.
We're a lot like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Which one are you? Oh, you're Cash and I'm Tango. I'm always dancing.
Yeah, you're dancing around the subject sometimes.
Always.
You are. It's metaphorical.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think actually either of us are anything like Tango and Cage.
No, not at all.
Very different.
That's for us to know and you to find out.
Precisely, good sir. So, it's been several days since we last visited.
Absolutely. Lots been going on.
Oh, really? What, you got some juicy stories to share?
Well, I just had a really good cheeseburger.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it from a restaurant or a local?
No, just a homeless dude.
What?
Yeah, homeless dude. I was walking back from school, and they had this homeless
guy. The story's already falling apart.
No, really. I was walking home from school.
All right.
It's under that bridge, under Hennepin Avenue there. Where
under the bridge downtown?
Close. It's close to downtown.
It's just outside of downtown?
Under the bridge by the Walker. Yeah, you know, the Walker.
That's the original version of that song.
And, this homeless guy came up, you know, and I thought he was going to ask me for money, so... You know, I didn't have any on me, so I was, you know, about to be like...
I mean, you're borderline homeless.
Yeah, I'm pretty much there. You know, I thought he was actually coming up to give me the homeless handshake, you know?
Right, to see if you're in the club.
Yeah, and stuff like that, which I know about it.
Of course.
So when I'm there and I am homeless, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to teach me. You got to educate yourself before the situation.
Well, that's like the homeless saying, always be ready.
Always
right?
be ready
yeah,
for
yeah.
everything. Yeah,
right.
You know? And he just, you know, came up to me and I, you know, like I said, I thought he was going to offer me money, but instead he offered me like a fish head and a cheeseburger.
Nice. Oh, okay.
And he's like, want a bite? And I was like, well, I didn't want to be rude, so I didn't want to eat the fish head. I don't have to cross that path until I'm homeless, you know.
Right.
Homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I grabbed the burger and ate it, and it was delicious.
Was it?
The best burger I ever had.
But does it make you wonder if maybe the fish head would have been awesome, too, in retrospect?
Yeah. You know, it probably would have been. Probably been the best fish head I ever had.
Probably.
Yeah.
I've never eaten a fish head.
They're...
Do you like in a fancy restaurant when something comes with its head on, you know, a pig or a fish or a duck or a goose or a mouse?
Ooh.
Or a
lemon.
A lemming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those restaurants.
You know, in Peru where they have lemons, right? They have like mass, they have like a festival where they, when the lemons roll off the hills, they just kind of catch them in the bottom and grill them.
And you know what? They actually eat guinea pigs too.
Yeah.
Like those are cava, I think is the word for
cava,
guinea pig.
Cava pig?
South America. Yeah, I think so. I think I might be right. I don't know.
Cava pigle?
Don't quote me on it.
No, nobody's quoting.
No, there's no quotes?
Not
is this
yet.
A quote-free zone?
I'm pretty sure that's for us to know and you to find out.
Is it for you to know and me to find out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so, Cash.
I need to... Thanks, Tango.
Yeah, no
or
problem.
Django.
I'm Django.
I want to see a remake of that.
Django?
With Django Reinhardt and Johnny Cash.
That would be
that's
great.
That's what I want.
That would be great.
Django and Cash.
Yep.
People would pay dollars to see that.
I would pay upwards of 11.
Do you want to write that? Let's write that as a let's write that movie.
Treatment? Let's punch that thing up after.
As a biopic? Let's punch it up. Before we've written it, we need to punch it up
right
away.
We have to make sure, of course, not to let Sir Lancelot, our benefactor, who you know makes all this possible.
He's probably already put a green light on this project
probably.
For someone else.
Yeah, probably. We don't want to let him know that the idea was generated here. Cause in
oh, you're right. Intellectual property.
So we're going to not write that.
Nothing. We didn't mention anything at all. I don't know what anyone's talking about.
Hey!
Ah! Jesus.
Fellas.
Hi. Welcome to the Trends Studios.
I've been here the whole time.
Well, you're still welcome.
No, you're welcome. I was here. I watched you guys come in.
Oh, okay.
I've been standing in the corner here, but in disguise as a lamp.
Wow, that explains the hat.
Man, I thought we got a new lamp.
Yeah.
It's not a hat. It's not a hat. It's a lampshade.
Right.
I mean, I guess in some parts of the world that would be a hat.
I guess so.
But it's just my disguise.
Okay.
And see the tie I got on? It looks like a pole.
It does. But you're also wearing like a duster, like a big long coat.
You gotta.
We should have noticed.
My train of work. You gotta.
What does that work exactly?
I'm a messenger,
sir. Oh. Oh, so you're here to deliver a message.
Yep, but you got to reach in my pocket and get it. I'm going to let the little one do it.
I think that's you, Dan.
What?
Usually people mean you when they say the
yeah,
little
they
one.
They do. It's kind of...
You're not that much smaller than I am. I mean, we should address
it. No, we're probably almost identical.
Very similar.
Yeah. No, he's a little one.
Okay, that's fair.
Reach in to my pocket slowly. Oh, I can't do it fast. No, you got to do it slow.
Do what he says, Dan.
I don't got to do it slow.
I don't know. You look kind of furtive sometimes. I understand.
I know, but
slow it down. Slow it down.
You're tickling me.
Okay. Right. Guys, let's just keep it.
Ooh, that is. Yeah, that's what you think it is. Keep going deeper.
Is that the right pocket?
I think so. Yeah, it's the right pocket.
Oh.
Deeper.
Do you guys want to be alone for this?
Or? I really want you to be in the room with me.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind if you left, sir.
I'm uncomfortable. I just need to.
Do you feel that there? Yeah, I feel that. Well, keep going.
What?
All right.
Dan, you're past your elbow. Oh, is that
there we go.
Okay.
You weren't supposed to pull it out so fast.
Well,
that's my choice, all right? I got the paper. Okay.
Do we need to compensate you in some way, sir?
No, I think I got my tip already. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm just going to stand in the corner here and put this lampshade back on my head.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Well, you're going to have to be.
Oh, okay.
The big man upstairs says that's the way it's going to be.
You mean Sir Lancelot?
Yeah, the big man upstairs.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, because he never ventures downstairs, at least when I'm there.
No.
He's always the big man upstairs.
Yeah, and he's big.
He is a big man.
Yeah, in a healthy, stout way. Like
he's, oh, yeah. No, yeah. No, nobody's making fun of him. It's all muscle.
No. Let's not talk about him anymore.
I'm going to fade into the background here, gentlemen.
Oh my God.
He did.
He looks like he's part of the wall. Hey, look at that lamp.
Wow, what a beautiful... Not a lamp. I know. We know Lewis, that, sir. You got to keep up the facade.
God.
Okay, we got a piece of paper here.
An envelope, or...?
No, just a piece of paper.
You're just unrolling a piece of paper?
Yeah, it's like a fortune.
And I don't want to touch that either, by the way.
Yeah, I don't need any of that.
You're touching it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
What does it say?
Toilet.
Toilet?
Turlet, yep.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, look.
Okay, toilet.
It doesn't say turlet, I was just...
No, you're doing an accented...
Yeah.
All right, so I guess the trend's topic is toilet?
Yeah.
It's a...
Or toilet?
How oh, the French word?
Why, isn't it? I think...
Toilet.
Toilet.
Voila. So, wait, that must be a French word, right? I never even... That never occurred to me.
Yeah, me either.
So, because... Is it the same word as eau de toilet? Like...
Yeah.
Is that... That's the same word?
I think so.
So is that
gotta be.
Confusing for French people?
Because that's perfume, right? And
yeah. France. Yeah, it's a... But I don't know what those
so
words
if a
mean.
If person from France comes over here, they go to the bathroom in the perfume?
Or maybe they put toilet water on their necks.
They do.
And wrists.
So it would be very, very confusing for a French person.
Yeah.
You know, if they came over here, they'd be reaching into the bowl, christening themselves on the neck.
Probably.
Yeah.
I like the use of the word christening.
Yeah.
That's nice.
There was one thing, one time when I was in China visiting my sister many, many years ago.
Okay.
We were at a touristy spot. There was, you know, people of all nationalities all over the place.
You mean the Great Wall?
We did go there, but this is a different spot we were at. Like, and when I was
the palace? Is this the palace?
I think it was one of those. I think it was the day we went to the...
Was this in a rickshaw? We're in a rickshaw? I'm trying to name Chinese things.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good.
Were you at a takeout restaurant?
Yeah, we did go to takeout.
I'm running out of
Chinese. Yeah, we did go to a takeout restaurant. But anyway, we were on, because I'm...
Were you in the Five Spice mines?
Pavilion? Yeah.
The mines where they...
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went to where they invented the Five Spices. They've added a six recently. We just
what?
Don't know it yet. Yeah. You know, they're kind of ahead of their time over there.
So is it Chinese Five Spice Powder now with...
Well, to them it's just six. Five Spice Powder, but it's now six
They don't
spice
say Chinese?
Powder. No. And they don't have Chinese food. I asked for Chinese food and everybody just...
They just stared at you?
Yeah. And they're like, what is that? And I said, I guess it would just be food.
Food.
Yeah. And they said, come with me, white man.
Wow.
Yeah, they knew how to say that. But anyway, if you're white or a foreigner, like, a lot of times people just stare at you, you know, and because I'm extremely good-looking, people are staring at me all the time.
Of course. Just yeah. Like back here at home.
Yeah, well, it's because my sister said that I actually got a lot of attention from the ladies over there.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it immensely. But my sister said it was my white skin and my beard. That's kind of what attracted
nice.
Them to me. I had a good
That's
time.
That's actually what first drew me to you as well.
Yeah, well, it's usually how I get them. And so anyway, or Chinese girls. Or I guess it'd just be girls over there. But
oh, that's a good question.
I said, bring me to Chinese women, and I said, "What? Just bring me some
women.
Just bring me some women, please."
Okay.
But
so do they call it China, or do they just call it here?
Yeah, they call it here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And they're just like, "What are you talking about? Where I'm at right now?" Oh, they don't have a word for China.
And, that's confusing.
Yeah. Right. And anyway, there
but
are a
they
lot
have
of,
100 words for snow.
Yeah, they do. 100 words for snow, and 1,800 words for oil, and just one word for smog.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that word?
Qingchong.
So you were saying...
Yeah, and I was saying that there's lots of foreigners around from different, you know, all over the world.
Yeah, you're the foreigner, really.
I'm a foreigner, yeah.
Right.
I was in that group. And,
or do you mean the band Foreigner?
Oh, God.
This is a confusing story.
It is. No, it's not the band
You're just
Foreigner.
Not...
They might have been there.
You're not focused. Keep on. Come on.
Well, I'm a foreigner and I'm there. And, like, everybody hates Americans, apparently. And I don't blame them. I would say I was from Canada.
Nice.
I'm ashamed of being an American. And, but there were French people there. And my sister goes, oh, thank God there are French people here. I'm like, why? She goes, let me tell you something. Most people hate Americans. You know, they think they're obnoxious and annoying. But everybody hates the French.
Wow.
So she's like, it's going to take the heat off of us for a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
And even the French hate the French.
Yeah, they do.
Excellent. Well, why don't we take a break and we will maybe go use the toilet?
Ooh, maybe.
And come right back.
Yes, no problem. I'll get this button for you, fellas. God damn it.
Welcome back to Trends.
That was a toilet.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's a toilet.
I, of course, am one of your hosts, Levi.
I am DJ Hetzel.
And we are still here, and this episode's topic is toilets. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it is a rich, rich subject.
Oh, yeah.
It's rich.
It is rich. Say, did you... do you have problems, like, when you're in public? My brain went two places.
Yeah, yeah. I could literally see it.
Yeah, you saw it happen. Do you have problems when you're, like, say, the urge
you? Have problems just even talking about it. Like,
yeah.
you're
well, I'm trying to think of...
You're struggling.
I'm trying to say it in a classy way here. Trying to christen the English language.
You know what I got
to
tell you right now? Shit or get off the pot, Dan.
All right, I'm going to shit.
Now.
So if you're out in public and you got to take a shit...
Yuck.
Do you have, like, a phobia about that?
I hate it.
I do a little bit.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have to... When I was in school... I would not do number two.
I would not. I would hold it all day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I would hope I'd have to go in the morning so I'd get it out of my system, but it never worked out.
Yeah. I had to do a couple times, but I made sure it was like in the middle of the afternoon, nobody was around, and I would go. Like if it was like now or never, you know?
Yeah.
Moments.
Yeah. I had a thing, even into my adulthood, but when I was, I did a lot of sports in high school.
Yes.
Which is strange now looking back because I'm not really into sports, but I really liked the idea of fitting in,
which
sports provides
of course, in
spades.
Yeah.
If you do sports, then people are like, you're normal, and then they don't punch you or call you fag or anything.
Nothing like that.
Well, they do, but it's like affectionate.
Yeah,
that's really
like
the only difference.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to keep punching you. You get one punch and one fag instead of like 10 guys beating the shit out of you.
Well, that's what I got.
Right, and yelling, faggot. Maybe that's the difference.
Yeah.
When I played football in high school... I had it got real bad because I would be at school all day long, and then we had a football game at like 6 or 7, and I didn't really have time to go home between like the end of school and going to the game, and the football team had all these rituals, like we'd go watch stupid football movies before the game.
Like what movies?
Or like The Program. You ever see the movie The Program?
No.
It's a college football movie.
What about Lucas?
We might have watched Lucas once. And what we never did is watch the Gale Sayers story because it's too emotional. Like, it's really
sad.
What
about Wildcats?
Yeah. Well, I watched that myself. Like, that's the thing I liked because I was like, it's a comedy, even though, you know, it doesn't really hold up.
Benjamin, she's coaching.
Yeah, she's coaching. She outruns those boys.
Yeah, she does.
Because she was a track coach,
yeah, absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And they don't respect her. And she says, look, Woody Harrelson, if you can.
Woody Harrelson?
Or Woody Harrelson.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Whoever can outrun me. You're in charge, or something. I don't remember the scenario exactly, but they just do laps around the track, and it's just her against all the boys.
Oh, and she beats them all.
She can
That's how she gets their respect.
Keep running and keep running, and they all start slowly fade away and fade away.
I do remember that.
Fade
now.
Away,
yeah.
and eventually she outlasts the whole team, and then they're like, "All right, you're our coach now."
Nice.
And
so you do rituals. You watch football movies.
Yeah, all kinds of stupid
shit
that takes up a couple hours, you know, so that'd be the time between, whatever, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock when you got to get suited up for the game. So there's no time for me to go take a dump anywhere.
Take a sneaky shit.
Like, I can't, you know? And you're also eating garbage like you do in high school, you know, like, hey, a hamburger and french fries is a perfect pre-athletic event food before you go do an event.
That doesn't sit heavy on your poop.
So I would just have this horrible, twisted tension in my stomach for the full 2 or 3 hours of a football game.
Yeah, because they're not quick games.
No. They take forever, even though it's ostensibly 15-minute quarters. That's an hour. You know, 4 15-minute quarters, that should be an hour.
War shouldn't be timed.
And so I'm just all knotted up in my stomach and terrified because
yeah, at any moment.
I was actually afraid. No, no, not of shitting. I was afraid of the football players. Like, I didn't. I was a coward. I'm a cowardly dude. I shouldn't have been playing football. So I'm on the offensive line, supposed to be blocking people, and the whole time I'm just, like, worried that this giant guy is going to hurt me.
I thought you'd just be worried that, like, if somebody tackled you, your muscles would release and you'd shit your pants.
That was there, too. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was worried the whole day I was going to shit my pants. I still worry about shitting my pants, yeah, but that's too. Just a weird thing that I still have.
We all do, I think.
But, so, the football thing was torturous to me because I was terrified of being hurt and terrified of shitting. And I had to go to the bathroom. And then after a game, you can't just go home and take a dump.
No.
You know, like, now we have to go do high school things like, I don't know, drink and womanize or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Whatever the sports things you do, which was exactly those things.
Hey, Dan, you got today's newspaper?
What's going on, John?
Oh, yeah, I got today. But why do you need it? Well, the bathroom ain't working over here. I got to use the downstairs toilet that I installed, you know, in the tunnels. But I need a newspaper. I can't do my thing. I heard what you guys are talking about. I ain't got a problem with that.
Just going taking shits anyway.
I'll take a shit anyway. I don't give a goddamn fuck about taking a shit.
Okay,
I've done it in an alley. I don't give a shit.
That's gross.
Yeah, but I got to use the bathroom downstairs because I do not want to, you know, do it out in the lobby.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So give me that newspaper, motherfucker.
Dan, just give me your newspaper.
Right. Well, I'm not done with it. I'll give it back.
Dan, why don't you read USA Today?
It's
like a generic world newspaper.
I just needed something real quick, you know, to pass the time.
Right, you don't have to apologize.
Why don't you read one of your sci-fi books, man?
Yeah, what's up, Joppers?
Sometimes you got to educate your mind, and right now this is how I educate my mind. When I'm on the toilet, I read some kind of, you know, I prefer the New York Times and maybe even the Guardian UK, but you, motherfucker, like the USA Today. Look, it's the only one they had.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing.
Well, I'm going to head downstairs. If you smell any smells or hear any noises,
Will you light the candles down there, at least?
No, I like my stuff au naturel.
Why do we have to suffer?
It kind of informs your health. If it smells real bad, it means you probably need to take better care of yourself, you know? But I've been blessed. Usually every time I do one of those things, it just kind of smells pleasant. Like French fries or something. If you don't believe me, you come down and check.
I believe you. I'm not checking.
I'm on my way. Hey, nice lamp.
Oh, he just sang his way down into the tunnel.
He really likes his number two time, let's just say.
Yeah, I can tell based on that song.
Yeah, have you ever been over to his house? Like, he'll take forever.
No, I haven't.
Like, he likes to set records on how long he can read on the toilet. I think one time I was over there, it was like 5 hours. He just went in the bathroom. 5 hours. I had to, like, you know.
Just find something to do? Didn't leave?
No, the movie we finished was watched, so I put something else in.
All right.
And it was like, went knocked on the door. Are you okay? Do you need me to call an ambulance? You know, and he just kept yelling out the time. You know, that he'd been in there and stuff.
Oh, like he was tracking it.
Yeah, and then one time I had to go get him another newspaper and stuff like that, yeah. And then when he was in there, his legs fell asleep, so I had to go help and carry him
off.
Oh,
I hate when that happens.
His legs fell asleep.
That
I said, was it worth it? He said, yes, absolutely. Broke the record.
You guys have a complex and intimate relationship.
Hey, that's what life brings you sometimes.
It's
you
true.
Embrace it.
Hey, Dan, you know I'm a homeowner. Well, or a home mortgage holder.
Yeah.
I live in a home, let's just say that.
You do.
And so that means when something breaks, I'm supposed to fix it.
No, Richard Pryor famously said, if something breaks in a house, $500.
It's true.
It is?
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Which is why I've suddenly, like, I'm not generally a handy person.
But
I suddenly am like, I can figure this out when something goes wrong. And our toilet seems to have a lot of problems.
Well, like, that's a bad thing to have.
The plunger part, you know, where, like, the back part where the water is mm-hmm. always, like, running. The water's running too much or something's leaking, it's not enough water, it's too much water.
You probably have tricks to flush it so it doesn't do that.
Yeah, there's all this, like, please shake the handle, don't shake the handle, sorry if the toilet's running, blah, blah, blah. And it embarrasses me because I take something malfunctioning in my house as sort of a knock against my manhood, which is already very tenuous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a father and a man and I've, you know, produced life and all of that, but I still don't feel like much of a man.
Manhood's still knocking on the door constantly.
So I've completely redone the whole mechanism that's in the back of the toilet. Like, I've reinstalled a new one myself within the last 6 months, which is something I never would have imagined before.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's not perfect. Like, it's not, it still has some issues of
but it works.
Running in.
You did it.
It mostly does. But I can't decide if it's a source of pride or still a source of, like, inferiority.
Well, because you should take pride, and then the next time you do it better.
That's the key. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm learning from my mistakes. Except
that
I'm learning that what the worst thing that happens is it just doesn't work. You know, I keep trying.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, that's your safe haven, right? Like home base, right? That's your home toilet bowl, is your comfort bowl.
Yeah. But I've grown in the last several years. I can use other bathrooms now. That didn't used to be the case. Like, I could do number one anywhere.
I mean, guys could rip that out anywhere.
But I've gotten sort of over my don't want to use other bathrooms. And, you know, I still like I don't want anyone to know that I've taken a shit. I have that weird shame.
Are you a quick one? Or like?
Generally not, no.
Because I like the ones you can get in there real quick and people think you peed. Because sometimes
I wish.
I hold it in. And
like, oh, really?
Woo! Yeah, let it out real quick, cross my fingers, and like, whoa, quick.
Yeah, you know,
do a little dibble dabble, and then get out the door, and they're, you know.
Yeah.
People either think it's a really long pee, or maybe it took a long time to wash my hands. You know, it's like that quick.
Now, do you think, this is, I think, an important question. Do you think people are actually spending that much time wondering what you're doing? Because I feel like people are staring at me.
Yeah.
If I go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. But you're in there more than 2 minutes. Like, yeah.
Nobody really cares what I'm doing.
I don't care. Like,
right.
You know, I mean, go do what you do. Like, I'm going to have to do it, you know?
I think the thing is I'm probably not actually as important to the world as I view myself as. Yeah. So, like, if anyone notices I'm in the bathroom for a long time, it's only because they need something from me. And absolutely. If no one needs anything, then I'm fine.
Well, they're just annoyed that you're in there that long. Like, what is he doing in there?
Right. Maybe they're worried. Yeah. You know, there's a certain level of worry. You know? Of like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not, but it has nothing to do with the bathroom.
You as a father, do you have, I don't know if this is an issue. Do you have problems with, like, your daughter busting in on you while you're in the bathroom?
Yes. Anything you're about to say is yes. Yeah. If I'm in there for a few minutes, she's wondering where I am. Because
especially if you're the only parent at home at the time.
Even then, though. Like, she doesn't understand why I wouldn't want to be in the same room with her all the time. So even if I'm not in the bathroom, she comes looking for me after about 5 minutes.
Now, to teach her a lesson, this is probably a wrong lesson. I'm just going to state right out. Do you ever bust in on her when she's doing a number?
She likes that. Oh, she likes company. She wants to talk.
At that age, I guess.
To be honest, do you sit in the toilet and sing as loudly as you can the whole time? No.
I'm good at them all.
You should try it out, because that's what the kid does.
What does she sing?
I don't want to do... Okay, so it's not a song you've ever heard.
Well, of course, I was hoping that.
I apologize if this becomes just me talking about my kid too much.
I'll cut it off.
Okay, good. You'll edit this stuff. But she does a singing style that is just pure stream of consciousness. So it's just one unending sentence, vaguely in a musical way.
Is it kind of what she's looking at?
For minutes. So sometimes it's just whatever's in her weird brain, where it's just, I was and then I did that.
At the top of her lungs?
And we went. Yeah, very loud. The more echo in the bathroom, and this is public, like we'll go to a department store or a restaurant, other people are in there.
Could be at Macy's?
Yeah. We're not doing that well, but, you know, Kohl's maybe. She'll be in there just singing as loudly as possible, and I always am like, just quiet down. I don't want to stifle your enjoyment of everything in life.
Your creativity.
And your comfort in the bathroom. Yeah. But you're making all these other dudes feel weird with your song.
Oh, and you have to take her into like the guy's bathroom?
Yeah. She's on the border of like.
Of course.
She's really kind of ready to go on her own, but it's, you know, I don't want her to get taken away.
Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But she also, like, just sometimes wants privacy now, too. So she'll lock herself in a stall. And then one time she couldn't figure out how to unlock it. So she was locked in the stall. And I was like,
You're a good dad.
What do I do? Do I walk her through the steps of getting it unlocked while she needs help wiping? So, like, she's got to, am I going to say, oh, you got to get up now and come unlock this?
I would have thought, like, go over or under. What would be the better way?
Well, under's gross,
because
the floor is the floor. But over is a couple of issues. One, it's near impossible.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to step on or hold on to.
Cause a more of a scene.
There's a good chance, I'm just about 2 bills. You know, I'm close to 200 pounds. That wall's coming down if my whole self's hanging on it. So that's embarrassing.
I don't know about that.
I'm in the men's room tearing a wall off the bathroom while my daughter's on the toilet.
Well, you could just say that your daughter was in harm.
No one's going to be that mad. It's just going to feel really awkward.
Yeah.
So every time, this is more than once has happened, I'm crawling on the floor, trying not to touch the floor. Like, it's really a limbo situation. Like, can you limbo under a toilet stall door? And it's a glorious, magical time.
Yo, motherfuckers.
Oh, jumpers. That was fast.
Jumpers, man. Pull your pants up. I ain't done yet, man.
Aww.
There's no toilet paper down there. I forgot to put toilet paper down there. Excuse me. I'm going to go to the other bathroom and get toilet paper. Well, pull your pants up.
What the hell is that?
You don't got to tell me what to do. I'm not even done yet. I'll pull them up when I'm done.
All right, Chompers.
You're waddling funny. Man, fuck you.
Damn, don't egg him on, man.
Well, he is waddling.
Look, I didn't know he was so gross. No, I don't want to look. I do not want to look at a man in the middle of that.
Wow.
I wonder if it's possible for us to talk about toilets without it just being about taking a shit. Because I think that's pretty much all we've gotten into.
Well, it's
and there's got to be other elements to it than just, I mean, it has more meaning than that.
Can I just talk about one more?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. No, this is the greatest toilet I ever...
Okay, is this in Japan?
Yes.
You know
exactly where this is going.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is, if I'm ever opposite of homeless,
I would like to mention that you've somehow managed to tell us that you've been to China and Japan in this episode.
It's true. I haven't told you stories from those places yet.
No, just the fact that you've been there.
Same year, too, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a big year.
Yeah. Anyway, that toilet... And the hotel in Japan, it was like angels singing. Because I like to be clean. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Was it a Japanese toilet?
It was a Japanese toilet. Right. And they have the bidet system over there.
Oh, that's French, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. And so basically what happened was I sat down in this toilet doing my thing. You know, I didn't sing. And I flushed and then I hit this button. And this little thing comes out, like, underneath me, you know, and just starts shooting water. You know, right
where
you need to shoot water and stuff like that. You could control the pressure and the temperature of it.
What?
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. That felt so sparkly clean when I stood up. I mean, I was like, thank fuck I'm in civilization.
Yeah.
Not, really, not back with the barbarians back home, you know?
That sounds a little weird.
No, trust me. I know it's weird, but if you do it, wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I've never experienced any bidets.
It felt so fresh and so clean, you know? I got up and just went about my day. That's the toilet I'm going to buy if I...
So do you not use any paper then? Like, is it all... No, if you use that kind of toilet, do they even have toilet paper?
I don't remember. I think I did a little bit of both just to make sure it was clean. Because they had toilet paper there.
Did they have a separate, like, toilet and bidet? Like, you had to get
it No, it was all part of the toilet thing. Like, it was in, the back of the bowl.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, was a robot crane and went...
Must be a nightmare to clean, though. They got to clean that off.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they didn't have to clean... I don't know, like... It all worked out. The Japanese, let me tell
you.
Know how to build stuff.
I mean, yeah, they do. That's true.
So, I mean, you know, it was perfect. You know, but barbarians do stay at the hotel, so they didn't have toilet paper there, too. Because, you know, you could see, like, some asshole not knowing, you know.
Literally.
Like, this makes me gay, you know, or something. And,
yeah. You know, I like that idea.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, some guy would have issues with that and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah. It's sad. The Japanese, you know, they have that amazing sort of technological and building culture.
Yeah.
But now, thanks to sort of us U.S. people, they're also now getting, like, heart disease and diabetes and something
that
they've been avoiding.
Western diet, man. It's a beautiful thing.
For years.
It's going to destroy the world.
I don't even know if it's just diet. I think it's, like, even, like, lifestyle, you know, like, more than just, I don't know. It's weird. And I hate to say, like, I don't even mean, like, the U.S. is bad and other countries are better.
Well, Japan was a hell of a lot more fun than here.
Well, I mean, you were visiting. It's hard to judge a place
over there, you know?
It's hard to judge a place if you haven't actually lived there. You know, if you just go on a trip,
that is
it's
true.
Not the same
that
thing. Like,
but if I could live anywhere, I would live in Tokyo.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. In a heartbeat. Yeah, that place is amazing.
I've never been. I haven't been to Asia.
Oh, they're like light years ahead of anything we do with everything. You know what I mean? Like electronics, porn, you name it. girls, light years ahead of us.
I like that's your version of anything.
The only thing about their porn that's just weird is they blur out the genitals.
It's is it illegal. The blue bar?
Well, it's illegal to show genitals. Like, they have the filthiest...
Well, that's not porn, then.
Yeah, but they're more depraved than we are here. And, like, some of the shit they think up, like, they still can't, for some reason, show it. So they have these weird little pixelations over both the genitals, you know?
But you know what's happening?
Yeah, kind of. It just kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, it took the fun out of it for me, motherfuckers.
Where did you just come from? Jeez, Chompers.
You're still waddling. I know, motherfucker. Okay. But I got toilet paper right now.
Great. Head on down, Chompers.
I'm heading.
Take care of business.
Taking care. Yeah, don't
oh,
even.
Boy. Please don't sing that song.
What? He didn't. He got down there before.
Yeah.
Every day!
Why is that still... God.
I don't know. I hate that song.
It's a terrible song.
It is.
And it sucks because you can't say that phrase. You can't say taking care of business without it popping in someone's head.
You can, thanks to Elvis, say take care of business flash. You can get it, like, throw that flash in there real quick.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, dissembles whatever.
But you can't, I will say, because of Elvis, you can't show off to anyone your new blue shoes if they're made of suede. Like,
no.
People just get all weird about it. Like,
but that also is Carl Perkins. As you would say it if you were a Japanese man.
I wouldn't say it. And why do you have to correct me? He's famous.
Well, for he wrote it. Shoes. He wrote it, but Elvis made it. You know.
But Elvis is famous for it.
Yeah.
That was his first big song. You're saying I'm a fool.
No, not at all. I was just trying to say.
I think I was being average. You're showing off. You're like,
just like Big Mama.
I've been to China. I've been to Japan. I know who wrote which songs.
Hey, you have a house. You have a wife. You have a child.
And you have knowledge.
Yeah, you have control.
No, I don't think I'm winning. I have less free time. And you have time to know who wrote...
To know myself. Who wrote Blue Suede Shoes. Big Mama Thornton also was the original lady who sang Hound Dog. I would recommend getting that one over Elvis's version.
Who wrote I Will Always Love You?
I Will Always Love You, I believe, was written by Hans Furman.
Is that true?
Sure.
I thought that... See, I had heard, because, you know, Whitney Houston died a little while ago.
Oh, I thought that was Dolly Parton.
And Dolly Parton wrote that, right? Is that true?
Yeah, she sang the original. Yeah, I'm sure she wrote it.
Yeah. I heard someone talking about how they were, like, buying that song to support Whitney Houston's family.
Yeah.
But that money's going to Dolly Parton.
Oh, is that what's going on? Did you hear about Bobby showing up at the funeral?
Yeah, I heard he did, and, like, they asked him to leave or something.
They had an entourage. Yeah. And, like, they wouldn't let his entourage in. So instead of him just telling his entourage to wait while he goes, pays respects, they're, like, divorced and stuff, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
His ex-wife, he just left.
Man, that's an awkward situation.
Well, he's probably high, so you can't. If you're high, you know you did make bad decisions sometimes. So,
that's
you know,
true.
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying.
No, you're
what was
just
going
explaining.
On.
Yeah,
what was going on?
People do make bad high decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Bad high decisions.
Probably the
bad
kind
decisions.
Of drugs he was doing is probably wasn't the best decision making process is going on in his brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clearly, if he just peaced out of his ex wife's wedding.
So I wonder about the people, the toilets in space. Like in space shuttles.
What do they do for those?
Or rocket ships. Japanese have all this advanced technology, but they had to create tons of technology to get rid of waste.
In space?
In space, and they're still working on ways they could reuse it while...
They don't just dump it in space?
Like, well, yeah, they...
Because, like, that seems perfect, because they dump shit, all types of shit.
Literally
here,
shit.
Here,
Yeah. But it would be better if they could find ways to repurpose that, you know, like to save water, you know, if they could clean the urine and reuse it for water again.
Or just recycle it and make drinking water out of it.
Right, but you can't just drink urine. I mean, that's no good. Although there is a whole community. You know about people who do that?
No.
People who are like...
That's surprising.
Either they think there's some sort of nutritional benefits of drinking their own urine.
Well, it's sterile.
Yeah, so what? It's no reason to... It's sterile. Hey, Warner.
You want to clear your throat?
It's sterile.
Antiseptic for your throat.
Yeah, get some salt water.
Yeah.
That's not that you don't have to drink your own urine.
Wonder if they have competitions of who has the best tasting urine.
Well, I think the idea is you're supposed to drink your own.
Well,
drinking someone else's urine is no longer...
That's sick.
I bet someone would say that. Like, I drink my own urine. I'm not going to drink someone else's urine. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, I'm not a barbarian, as I like to call
it. Yeah. Yeah, barbarian, it captures a lot.
Man.
But there's a whole group of people, like a movement of people, who think...
Are they called the Pistles?
Probably. Epistles.
Epistles.
One of the...
Epistles.
The 15 Epistles.
Yeah, the 15 Epistles.
Who really think, if I drink my own urine, I'll be healthier and I'll live longer.
Is there any scientific evidence to back any of this up, or is it just...
No, not that drinking your urine is good for you. I mean, it's waste coming out of your body.
Yeah, it's out of there for a reason. Why would you want to put it back?
It's not going to do a lot of damage, but you don't get... You don't get nutrients from it. It doesn't really rehydrate you very well. It can in a pinch.
Would you...
Go on.
Drink... I know the answer to this for myself, but would you drink your own urine if, like, you were in a pinch? Like, you know...
If I'm trapped out... Yeah, and I had... Yeah, I think if you're desperate for liquid, you'll drink anything.
Would you eat your own feces?
No. Because that'll make you sick for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
The eating your own feces is like... Clearly proven that you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, desperate for...
What if you take, like, the stuff, like... No, I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, wait. I know what you're going. And I got a story. Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you this.
Yeah.
When I was a adolescent, like 12, 13.
Yep.
I had a booming babysitting business.
Oh, I bet.
Because my mother did daycare. So
my mom did too for a little bit.
Yeah. So all the parents needed someone to watch their kids, and they knew me and trusted me. Even though I was like a boy, it was weirder for boys to babysit, like a 12-year-old boy. But I knew all their kids really well. Their kids all liked me. You know, I was very involved. Yeah. I helped at the daycare. So they'd have hire me to come be a babysitter for like, there was like 2 years, like when I was 11, 12, 13-ish, where I was babysitting constantly.
Boom and babysitting.
And there was this little boy and his big sister that I babysat all the time. And so he was still in diapers. Like he was about 18 months old, just short of 2 years old. And I remember one night, like, I had changed his diaper and put him down to bed, and I was getting ready to put his big sister to bed, And then I heard some weird, like, playing noises up in his room. Like, he wasn't asleep anymore. And I was like, that's weird. And I go up to his room, and he had taken his diaper off. Oh. And he was eating the raisins from out of the shit in his diaper. He's just like, you know how raisins like don't always decompose?
Yeah, I was going for corn with what I was going to
say. Same idea.
Yeah.
So this little boy just eating shit raisins. And I'm like 12 and I'm like supposed to deal with this.
Yeah.
Like I gotta.
Yeah. So they pay you the big bucks.
I gotta clean this kid up and like, do I make him throw up? Like, is he going to die? Like, I didn't know. I called my mom and I'm like, this is what happened. Is this kid, did I just kill this baby?
Yeah, where's this in the book?
And she's like, he's fine. Just kill this baby. Just wash his face off.
How did he die? He ate
his own raisin shits.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Can I have a ride home?
Can I please? Hey, it's
and
your
I
kid.
Drank all your Coke. Yeah. But he was totally fine. Like he's like a college graduate now.
You think he still does it?
Bro. That never occurred to me.
He might.
He plays bass in a band.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
No, he does for sure.
No, I know.
Like,
he does.
That's
groupies, a surprise.
So he probably has someone else eat his shit now.
Yeah, I probably took the raisins out of my shit.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm into.
Yeah. You know? No, you don't even have to say that's what you're into because you're in the act. She knows that's what you're into.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell
me. You don't ask for stuff. You tell people to do stuff. Otherwise, you ain't getting it.
And eventually, you reach a certain level of fame where you don't even have to tell people.
Yeah, they just know you as
you're the raisin shit guy.
You know, if you're a girl that does that, you know that, yeah, just whatever's in the shit, you gotta eat.
Exactly.
If you want to get with the booming bass player.
The booming bass, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a good time for us to take a quick break and maybe get Jumpers out of the bathroom.
Just in time, motherfuckers.
Oh, Jesus.
I ain't done yet, but guess what? I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna hit that break button. Haven't washed my hands.
All right. Welcome back to Trends.
Boom, here it is.
Oh, very nice.
All right, motherfuckers, I'm going to go back downstairs.
You're not done yet, Jumpers?
No, hell no. I was just hanging around with the break for you guys.
Jeez, man, you could have been doing that during the break.
No, no, now's the time.
Fine.
It is fine. Sick.
Why is he sick? We should have given him a different song to sing.
Definitely should
have
given him.
Let's just have a couple songs at the ready next time
definitely.
To cue him.
Definitely.
Because if you throw out anything like a lyric, he always will go off on it.
Yeah.
You can't not. He's a very musical dude. Or cat. Should I call him? Is that bad? Is that racist?
I don't know. We'll ask him.
Should I say he's a very... I don't want to... I'm not asking him.
Well, I'll ask him.
Yeah, I know you will.
Yeah.
He's always...
He probably likes cat.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like you're a real cool cat?
Yeah, he loves that.
I don't know if I'm comfortable saying that about somebody.
Well, you can say whatever, man.
That's very supportive of you.
The intention coming out.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
You're not being a dickhead. You're just saying cat. You know, like some people say dog.
That's true, but I don't say that either.
Cool cat.
You the man now, dog.
You do.
It just makes me think of Sean Connery.
Yeah.
So I can't.
The movie that nobody enjoyed, I think, but everyone remembers that quote.
What was it called?
Finding Forrester.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I was going to say Forgetting Forrester, which we did.
Finding Forrester. Yeah.
That's what
Who's the man now, dog?
You had it right the first time.
I don't even know
you're the man now.
You're the, why was he James Bond?
Yeah, I don't know, right?
Why? What was the? What happened in that? Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did. I saw it at the cheap theater.
So he like was a writer who taught an inner city kid how to be the man.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but somehow he was a dude in an apartment.
Wasn't he a reclusive writer?
Yes, as all writers are, good writers,
of course.
And somehow this kid ended up crossing paths with him.
He was probably mugging him.
Yeah,
and then he was like, "I'll teach you how to write poems."
Yeah, exactly. And then you're a poet, you know.
I like yours better.
Well, I have never
you're
tried to do Sean Connery. You gotta. You gotta get those dentures working.
The Sean Connery things I think of. So I always think of that stupid, "Who's the man now? You're the man now, dog."
Yeah, that.
And then the other one.
More than the James Bond stuff.
It's weird. He's done several good movies, but most of the lines of his I think of are from shitty movies. Like the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, he says, I think we all know what we remember
Alone shucks.
I don't remember that. I'll tell you what I do remember from the trailer. The part where she's wearing those really tight pants and her butt's in the air and she's trying to get underneath the lasers. I think a lot of people remember that from that trailer.
That's not what I remember. There's a scene in the movie where...
I never saw the movie. I'm just talking to trailer.
The whole movie is him saying, "I always work alone." And she's always trying to, "I work alone." Can't do his voice.
What other movies? Remember Medicine Man? Did you ever see Medicine Man?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw that one.
Fantastic.
What about, I think, wasn't he in Highlander? I've never seen Highlander, but...
No.
Okay,
no,
I think he was the first
you're
one.
Thinking of...
Was he in the second or third one?
You're thinking of Lambert. The other guy.
I swear Sean Connery is in one of them.
Maybe you're right.
I know Mario Van Peebles is in one of them.
Of course he was.
Yeah, he was in the third one, I think. The Quickening. No, I don't know. I'm not a Highlander expert. I don't ever plan on being a Highlander expert.
You seem like you're backing off real fast.
I am, because that's stuff you don't want to get involved with, if you're getting wrong.
I watched... This is a little embarrassing. I watched a lot of the TV show, The Highlander.
I did, too, unfortunately. It was kind of thrust upon.
I was into it.
Were you?
I don't know why.
That was my roommate in college.
Because the first movie's good, but the TV show isn't very good.
I saw a musical version of it.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think probably the same one.
Yeah, we did.
Guessing. Mm-hmm. Not at the same time, though.
No, you would have remembered that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Alone Shucks. So the whole movie is just him going, I always work alone. And then, they hook up. And then she says some stupid thing like, I thought you always worked alone.
Not tonight.
And he said, alone sucks, Moneypenny.
Yeah.
I don't know why he called her Moneypenny.
Well, he just had a flashback.
Yeah, he can't help it.
You think he's his best James Bond?
Oh, Jesus. This is a can of worms.
Well, it's a can of Bonds.
That's not a saying.
It is not.
This is probably sacrilege, but I love Daniel Craig.
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He is good.
Because, man,
his movies were shitty.
He's British, which is great.
I mean, the first one was really good.
And he's like a big strapping dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And his first Bond movie has something I love. There's a whole scene of parkour in it, where they do that chase scene.
Yep.
And I love that.
Yes, that was I was hoping for that famous torture scene in the book. Have you ever read the book?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they backed off of that.
Yeah, I was
because there's like a mini torture scene, right? Isn't he strapped to a chair?
Oh, it's horrible. And they got this, like, he's naked, so his
balls are hanging.
His bonds are hanging down.
Yeah.
And like,
his bonds.
Yeah, and like,
don't touch my double O's.
They have the bottom cut out of the chair, and then they have some kind of device where all the guy's got to do is like tap it and it thrusts up. And hits him in the thing, so they just keep doing that to him, and it's like also made a cane or something like that. So they're really beating shit out of his bonds, and and he's going to need those at some point. He's James Bond,
Yeah.
And it goes on for quite a long time, because the book's only like 150 pages,
and there's like 7 pages of that.
It was way more than that.
Really,
it was like 10-20 pages. Yeah, because it was horrifying to read. So I was really hoping they were going to read that in the fucking movie, but they didn't.
That's horrifying. So I think I love Daniel Craig, and he makes me like those movies more than they actually are good, which I think is a sign of a good Bond.
That is a sign of a good Bond.
Because there's been there's other Bond movies that I think are good that I would like better with a better Bond. I grew up on Sean Connery. He was my Bond.
Wish they could make that machine where it's called the Better Bond machine, where we could take one of the movies and put a Bond in it.
How do you build a better Bond?
Yeah.
But I even liked some of the Pierce Brosnan
because
he's charming. He had like the dashing charm.
Yep.
And I think they had a couple of well-written, GoldenEye.
Yeah, they had a couple good ones.
The GoldenEye, that's a decent Bond movie. Like, that's a good story.
As Bond fares go,
I didn't care for the Goldfinger one that much.
You didn't like Goldfinger?
I don't know.
One of my favorite ones.
It's good.
What?
I don't like all the weird subplot stuff.
Well, the Pussy Galore shit's kind of weird.
Yeah, he converts a lesbian, and it always made me this is absurd.
It's got some exciting moments in it.
Man. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That part with the laser, that famous quote?
It's weird, there's
where,
so much...
Where, the laser gets ahead of him, and he's like, what do you expect me to do, dog? He's like, I expect you to die.
There's so much military in that. Like, isn't there a huge...
One of my favorite parts about that movie, I love it. Remember they have the gas that Pussy Galore's flying crew is going to, Okay, now... It is the fastest working instant gas I've ever seen.
Like the Batman TV show fast.
Yes, because they're not even, done flying over them. And, of course, I guess they were faking it. Because that's how it happens.
But still,
I was like, guys, take a second or two. You're going to ruin the... If I was running the show, I would be like, act like the gas actually affects you for a second. Like, it's getting to you. You don't just fall down the second the plane rolls over.
This is your 1 second to act.
Yeah.
In the whole movie, why are you just collapsing to the ground?
That's a good movie.
It's all right. There was just elements that... the stuff I like about the Bond movies are, the super spy stuff.
Yeah.
The gadgety stuff.
So did you like From Russia With Love?
Yeah, I liked From Russia With Love. Yeah, that's
all
fun.
About the Enigma machine, man.
And
did a different name.
I like wintry Bonds when there's snow and beach stuff's okay. One. There's one where he skis.
Oh, there's Honor of Majesty's Secret Service. That would be first Better Bond movie I would pick. I would throw Sean Connery in that one.
And then who's the first Bond? Roger Moore.
Woo,
Roger Moore. Did you like Roger Moore?
He was all right. His first couple ones were all right.
Yeah. I think those are just kind of dated.
Little Nathan was all right.
I can't give him a fair shake.
Yeah, you can't. He had some really shitty ones.
But I do. I love the Bond franchise. Like, I'd like. He's a great character. The books are great. You know, they're flawed, but they're great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but they're fun to read.
And the movies, over like, as a whole, are still fun. You know, like, there's missteps, clearly, along the way. I didn't even see the last Daniel Craig one, but I want to still. I'm going to watch it. I just haven't yet.
Oh, go, motherfuckers.
Oh, Jesus.
I ain't done yet, but I forgot you guys got, we got a guest. I got to go and get him.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I forgot about that,
too. Could you pull your pants up? I pull my pants up. We all family.
What?
What does that even mean?
That doesn't make any sense.
We're all family, man.
Okay, Jesus, Jumpers.
Go get them. But you're waddling. I don't want to see you waddling in front of the guests.
Yeah.
Well, watch this while I waddle.
Jeez, whoomp, there he goes. I don't know what's wrong.
Wow, he's taking a really long...
He's a slow waddler.
Yeah. I guess we all, that's the nature of waddle.
It's true.
It is,
I mean,
right?
There's probably waddling races.
That's either a band name or an album name, The Nature of Waddle.
The Nature of the Waddle?
Yeah, or just Nature of Waddle.
I think you could write a self-help book. You know, life is like a waddle. Or waddling through life.
Life is like a...
Waddling through life. One man's unconventional guide to getting through the world.
Wow. I think you just wrote it.
Yeah. Wow. I'll have it by tomorrow. I'll have it all put together. No one will read it, but I'll just sell it as an ebook.
Here we are, gentlemen.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jumpers.
You'll excuse me, sir. I gotta go downstairs and take some care of business. You
even
it's
not even the song.
Dude.
What the hell?
I gotta take some business.
Stop it. Just go. Jesus. Oh, this is
you really got a nice lamp. I got to know where you guys got this. All right. You know, that's a... All right, never mind.
Just don't even...
Hi, sir. You can sit down.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the Trends Studios.
Thank you.
Today we're talking all about toilets. So
Something I am very, 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 very fond of.
Oh, well, maybe you could introduce yourself.
Ah, yes. My name is Felipe Jones.
Felipe
Johnson.
Johnson. Oh, great. Well, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
And I hope this isn't indelicate, but what is your connection to toilets?
You don't know?
I don't think so.
Here are two samples of my product.
Oh.
It's a toilet self-cleaner. You put it in your toilet and flush it. It is called Brown Sparkle.
Yeah, I can see that on the box here.
It is good for over 30,000 flushes.
30,000?
Yes.
Wow, that's even better than the 2,000 flushes.
It will clean your toilet for up to 3-4 months, unless you have a big family. You know, big family?
Yeah.
A lot of people?
Yes, I'm from...
Like, I don't think this little guy has family, but you look like you have family.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Dan, you just
look pathetic.
He has a family.
You have family, I know. So you probably... It'll probably last you about 2 months. 2 months.
Oh, okay.
My family, like 18 people. And we live in a big mansion from this Brown Sparkle money. But my toilet's there. I have 4 of them.
So this is a toilet bowl cleaner.
Yes, you just put it in the back of your bowl. As you can see, I even have a self-adhesor. It adheres itself to the inside of the bowl. Mm-hmm. It is impervious to water and most of the elements. When the product is done, this is one of the best things about my product. It will just fall off.
Oh, it just falls off into the
falls
water?
Off. That's how you know it's time to get a new Brown Sparkle.
Now, the name Brown Sparkle...
Yes.
It's a little off-putting.
How? You know? See, the my product is you put it in the back of your toilet, right? You
attach
it,
in the water.
You it, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Then when you flush it, take some of the product and brings it down into the bowl.
Cleans the bowl.
Yeah, and it turns the water brown and it brings this chunky residue that chunks up and helps scrub and clean the bowl. You ever see that commercial with the bubbles? Those bubbles with the funny mustache?
Yeah, the foaming bubbles.
Yes, imagine that with brown chunks.
Yeah, that...
And it goes and it scrubs and it cleans and then it flushes it down.
But one of the things I really like about it, toilet bowl cleaners, is how it gets that sort of blue color in the water, and it looks really clean.
We couldn't
and
figure
fresh.
Out how to do that. All we could get was brown.
But
when we did it blue, it didn't clean the toilet very well.
But the brown, so the brown actually gets it cleaner than the blue?
Way cleaner. On the spectrum of colors, brown is a much cleaner color than blue.
I didn't know that.
You should just look it up.
I just feel like the brown is going to make people feel like there's poop in the toilet. Like
well, there is at some point.
I know, but it doesn't look clean. How will they know if it's clean or if there's just somebody forgot to flush? Like, how do you tell if there's floating brown chunks?
I guess flush it and make sure.
So people just keep flushing more and more of your...
Yes, and then you buy more of my product. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful circle of life.
So it's kind of a trick to get people to buy more brown sparkle.
No, it's just how the product works. Let me tell you, if we didn't have the chunks in there, the toilet would not sparkle. It would not clean. When it sparkles Brown, brown sparkle.
But how can you see the sparkle through all the brown, chunky water?
Water doesn't go up to the top of the bowl.
Right.
Does it do that on your toilet?
No, it's only like...
Pathetic one. Does it do that for your toilet?
Why are you calling? I'm sorry,
it doesn't do that for my four toilets. So, the parts that are uncovered by water sparkle. You can actually see it when you walk into the bathroom. From the bathroom. It leads you to the bathroom. It's like a beacon.
Well, maybe we can have jumpers try some of this brown sparkle down on the toilet.
Was that the man that showed me in?
Yeah, the guy who...
He was very interesting, man.
Yeah,
he kept saying we're all familia.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's very nice of you to bring me into... Hey, pathetic man.
That's Dan. You can call him Dan.
Yes, Mr. Pathetic. Here, take this brown sparkle and go down there and give it to the other man.
Okay, Dan's going to go give jumpers the brown sparkle. We're going to just try it out. Thanks, Dan.
Map does look nice.
Yeah, it is. So you invented this product,
yes.
Felipe?
Yes.
Are you an inventor?
Yes,
a designer?
I'm a great inventor. Like, this is the only product I have that's been patented.
Oh, but you've got other inventions?
They're under a patent license right now, yes.
Can you tell us about it?
Yes, I have one called Tic-Tac-Doe.
Tic-Tac-Doe?
Yes, it's an edible Tic-Tac-Toe game. It's made out of this dough. You make the board, you put it in the oven, you take it out, you let it harden, you do the same thing with the Tic-Tac-Toe pieces, and then you play a game of Tic-Tac-Toe, but it's made out of dough. Tic-Tac-Toe. And then after you're done, whoever wins has to eat it.
Has to. So it's a punishment to eat it.
Yes. No, it's good. It's good. The winner eats it.
Oh, I thought you
said... The loser has to sit and watch as the person enjoys a delicious tasting dough.
Well, that seems like a fun thing. I mean, Tic-Tac-Toe is kind of a fast game, so it's a lot of build-up to
it takes about an hour for you to, like, get it all out and cook it, let the oven...
No, I mean the actual game of Tic-Tac-Toe is pretty fast.
No, not how I play it.
You play it slow.
It's like, yes. Each game is like, half an hour. You really enjoy it.
Do you just really think about your next move?
I do. Or? I win every time.
Wow.
I have eaten so much of my own Tic-Tac-Doe.
Yeah.
It is probably my favorite thing to eat.
That sounds great. I hope to see more about that product. I mean, and that has like a charming name. Like, that's funny.
Tic-Tac-Doe?
Yeah. But Brown Sparkle is still...
Brown Sparkle, it is. It's a product. The product has to have a name.
I agree.
That signifies, you'll know what it is. If you walk into a store and say, where's your brown sparkle aisle? They'll be able to tell you.
But the other toilet bowl cleaners have this sort of clean connotation, like 2000 flushes.
They have a clean connotation, but they don't get your bowl as clean as brown sparkle. That is guaranteed.
Yeah, I can see on the package here it says...
Guaranteed.
This is product is
just come
guaranteed.
See me, Felipe Johnson, if you want your money back.
Here's your face on the back.
Yes, there's my address.
Smiling.
There's my email address.
Wow, you have a lot of contact info.
That's my phone number. Call me up. If you are not satisfied, I have had yet to have anybody call up and complain.
Well, that's great. And you've sold a lot. You've sold a lot of products.
I'm a millionaire.
Like. Yeah, yes.
Almost going to be a billionaire.
Is that why you're wearing a T-shirt that says I'm a millionaire?
Yes, that's... Well, I guess you would not know this. This is what you get... As a free gift, once you enter the Millionaires Club, they automatically send you a nice T-shirt.
Oh, well, that's...
They also send you a tuxedo. That says the same thing on the back. I'm a millionaire.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's a lovely shirt. It looks like a fine cotton...
I know it is. Thank you.
Great. Dan's coming back, and it looks like...
Smells like French fries down there.
That's kind of gross.
He put it in the bowl. In the back of the bowl, the adhesive. Thank you, pathetic one.
Great. So we'll just see if that gives a good sparkle on the toilet.
We'll have to hear from him, I guess.
And just check it out later on, probably after the show, because we're getting close to running out of time.
Obviously.
But we can certainly take a look at that later on. So, Dan, you weren't here, but Felipe was telling us he also has something called Tic-Tac-Doe, where you play Tic-Tac-Toe.
Oh, I've done that. Jumpers and I've done that. You're the one that invented that product?
You've played Tic-Tac-Doe?
I can't
believe that. I mean, I guess...
Have you enjoyed it, the pathetic one? Yes, I have enjoyed it very much.
Pathetic.
The dough is the most amazing dough I've ever like had. Like, sometimes I just buy it and cook the dough. You do what? Well, I...
Without playing the game?
You do not play the game?
Why are you here? Don't... Hey.
Ow!
Hey.
What's wrong with you?
You can't...
No one ever is supposed to do that. That is something that you enjoy if you win. Did you win? No.
Don't.
I'm going to cut your hand.
What?
I cut your hand,
okay.
You son of a bitch.
You guys, stop. Felipe, Mr. Johnson, please put your arm down. You're overpowering Dan.
One. Okay. I did it before. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm
Jesus. There's just no need. Please don't. No more
striking.
I'll
take you out, man. Show you how pathetic I am.
Dan, don't. Don't lash out. I know.
I brought you into this world. I'll take you out.
That doesn't even make sense.
You did not bring me into this world.
Why would you say
Why
that?
Why would you quote Bill Cosby? You're
yeah,
an asshole.
That's not even...
See, you lose a TikTok. You don't even play it. You eat it. And you quote Bill Cosby. That's,
yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself, pathetic.
And if you're going to quote Bill Cosby, talk about cake. I mean, that's the only thing anyone wants to hear about is...
He did something about cake? That man is, he knows no bounds.
You're a big Cosby fan.
I am, but I've never heard that cake bit.
You've heard the cake bit?
No, how does it go?
Have you heard about his brother Russell?
Yes, whom he slept with. Yes,
oh,
I do
okay.
know that. Yes.
Yeah,
famous routine.
Okay.
45 minutes long. Very famous. Better be for 45 minutes of my time.
Well, he has a whole routine about how cake's good for you because of the ingredients.
Yes, because of eggs and the milk.
So you have heard it.
No, I tell my children that. What I do a lot of times is my wife will send me downstairs to feed my 18 children, and she's too tired to get out of bed, and I don't know too much about cooking. I go down there, I'm lazy too. You know, I'm inventing things all the time. I say, hey, sometimes we had a cake sitting there. And I say, myself, there's eggs in the cake. There's milk in the
You're doing a Cosby
cake.
Routine.
This is what happened to me one day. And so I cut my daughter came down and says, can I have cake? I said, you, of course you can have cake. Eggs, milk, butter. Have some cake for breakfast. She says, Dad, I love you. You're great. And then the other kids come down and, what? She's eating cake? And I said, yes, you can have some cake too. We have cake for breakfast. And they turn the music on. The music is boom, 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 boom. You know, they're enjoying the time. And then my wife comes down and she sees us sitting there. What? She gets this look on her face. You know the look that women get when they're mad at you. It just comes on her face. She says, what? That's what she sounds like. What are they doing? Eating chocolate cake. And I said, well, my daughter says, eggs and milk. And then my wife gets a stick and chases him around. And then I get in trouble for it later. So it was a wonderful time.
That's just amazingly similar to Bill Cosby's take on...
I've never heard it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a startling coincidence. I don't think we have time to go into it, but I'd just be curious to know if you have any connection to football or if you played football when you were younger or...
No, I'm not an asshole like Carlos Mencia. I do not rip off jokes.
Oh, good.
He's an asshole, too.
Yeah, we can all agree.
With a photographic memory. That's how he does it.
Yeah, he has amazing memory. You got to give him credit for that.
Yes. Well, it's not him. It's just that's what happened when he was made.
Okay. Well, I think we're just about out of time, but we really want... Well, there's Chompers.
Let me tell you, I was done with that. Boy, I earned that one. That one took a long time.
Yeah, you don't have to go into details.
Ooh, this leg's asleep. You guys are lucky the other one didn't fall asleep. Dan will be coming down. Let me tell you something. That brown sparkle, that thing works like a charm.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Is it sparkling down there?
Never seen that thing so clean down there. I'm never going to have to clean that thing again.
Well, I mean, there's no reason not to clean still.
The only problem is it looks like they shit in the toilet.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to say.
It is a little weird.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to get just used to that. When you look in the bowl, it's going to look like there's shit in it.
Yeah, I mean, we might go back to the 2000 flushes. No offense,
the what?
Felipe, but the other cleaning product, it just looks cleaner.
Motherfucker, I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, your bowl looks clean as a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I trust Chompers, and it's his job to clean up, too, so.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Well, you know what we need to do is just wrap up the show. I want to thank Felipe Johnson.
You're welcome.
For joining us, and, you know, go out and check out Brown Sparkle.
Yes,
find
please
it
buy
in
it.
Your,
please call me. Please buy it.
Your local stores.
Check out though.
Your pharmacies.
And feed your children cake for breakfast. It's good.
Well, okay.
I will leave you now. Goodbye.
Oh, he just ran off. He's fast.
Yeah. You notice how he didn't waddle jump? Yeah, fuck you.
No, come on, guys. Don't save it for later when you're playing tic-tac-toe. But want to thank everybody for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
On the toilets episode of...
Thanks for letting me use your toilet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to go back out. Finish Doom, Children of Doom.
And I of course, have been one of your hosts, Levi.
DJ... Hetzel.
DJ Hetzel, and Dan's going to take us out on, is that lamp moving?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. Just, Dan, go ahead and say your catchphrase everyone loves.
Hey, fellas, Sir Lancelot told me not to let Dan say his phrase, so good night!